News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
7,000 units of teeth whitening products have been detained by Ireland's health product regulator in 1 year alone last year because of illegal and unsafe levels of hydrogen peroxide, which can cause both damage to the teeth and also burn the gums of the user. Dr. Caroline Robbins is with us, who is owner of Kiwi Dental. If 7,000 of these things were stopped by the authority, Caroline, one imagines a lot is getting through and a lot of people are using these kind of products.
Oh, well, hi, good morning. Yes, you would. I say, show me a regulated product and I'll show you a thriving, unregulated black market working in the background. Yeah, look, for sure, these things are definitely around in the community.
And what sort of damage do they do? When you see patients coming in who have used them, what do you see?
Well, the thing to understand is, and the article alluded to it, we're talking about hydrogen peroxide as one of the chemicals that we would use as a dentist to brighten and whiten your teeth. And it works very well in the correct concentration and in nice, well-fitted trays that are going to fit snugly over your teeth. What we see is hydrogen peroxide is a chemical, and it's regulated for a reason. At a high concentrations that we see appearing in the black market on the internet, is that it burns. So it's dangerous. It burns your gums. It burns your lips. It's very nasty, and it's really, really painful on your teeth. Like, you, if you're using that kind of concentration, which 20 years ago, before regulations changed in Ireland, we were able to use that concentration ourselves, but only in the surgery and under a very regulated appointment with gum protection for short periods, no more than 15 minutes. And, you know, there's no way we would ever send a patient home with such high levels to put themselves in a tray. It would just cause pain and so much damage to gums and lips.
Do gums and lips heal well? Do they recover from that kind of damage?
Well, they can heal. But, I mean, you know, if you end up with a little scar on your lip, you know, you're not going to be happy with that. You know, we're in a such high-driven aesthetic environment that we live in. You know, anything like that is going to be upsetting. You know, it's incredibly painful. If anyone who's ever burnt their mouth, say you've eaten a hot pizza, you know what that feels like on the roof of your mouth. It's damn sore. Can you imagine that around the entirety of your mouth and on inside your lips and outside your lips? It would be agony. It's awful.
So what's the advice to consumers? Are there any of those products that you can buy off the shelf that you, as a dentist, I mean, I don't mean name names, but are there any that you would say, yeah, that's not so bad, or should it always be done by a dentist?
Take home message from this is it really should be done by the dentist. But the reason I say that is not everybody is suitable to have bleaching. So there lies the problem. You know, if come in, see your dentist, get your checkup done. Most of us have PRSI out there. So that would be a free examination. See if you're a suitable candidate. A lot of people haven't had their teeth cleaned in ages and they go in to bleach their teeth on, you know, dirty, unhealthy gums. That's not going to work. You make sure you are a suitable candidate for it. Funnily enough, higher concentration doesn't mean a fast, better, whiter result. Studies would show us that actually low and slow wins the race, like its tortoise won the race with their hair. So low concentration in well-fitting gum shields that are made for your teeth. They sit snugly around your teeth, so the gel sits just around your teeth, doesn't splurge all over your gums. And it takes time. A good stable bleaching result takes time. Minimum 2 weeks, could take 4, might take 6, could take 12 in some people. And then it needs maintenance. Part of the problem is people use this. A, they're hurting themselves with such high concentrations, but they're not doing a proper regime of it. And the result doesn't last. So then they just keep going back and back and using, you know, trying again with a result that is unstable. Just doing it simply. Get a tray. Go see your dentist, get your checkup done, get your teeth cleaned. You know, it's not rocket science. And then you're going to get a lovely result. Plus, those trays last forever. So once you've done that, the result, you can maintain it really easily. 3 or 4 nights, maybe every 3 to 4 months, your result comes back up and you can maintain your nice white smile. It's not hard.
Caroline, thanks very much. Dr. Caroline Robbins there, who is the founder and owner of Kiwi Dental. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.